For years, if there was an insolvable problem in Washington, D.C., people called Robert Bob to sort it out. And in Detroit, there's no more maddening quandary than the debt-riddled Detroit public schools.
Governor Granholm appointed Bob to straighten out the district's poor finances. Since then, he has closed 29 schools to deal with the dwindling enrollment.
Some people think he's going to save DPS. Some think he'll destroy it.
We're all for reform, but reform requires cooperation.
The school board claims that Bob does not have the legal authority to make those changes.
The school closings cannot take place in the next week. We will work out through the hearing what part of that plan can take place, if any.
The guy with one of the hardest jobs in the country. Robert Bob on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 29th, and I am here in the Motor City with our friends at WDET today. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Robert Bob has an easy name, but a hard job. I absolutely agree with you.
I wouldn't want that job.
Let's take a check of the morning's top news stories. Things are going from bad to worse in the Gulf of Mexico, five times worse.
I expect this will be the biggest oil spill in the world by far. Probably the only thing comparable to this is the Quaid fires. The Exxon Valdez is going to pale in comparison to this.
That's an assessment from Mike Miller of Safety Boss. He's an oil well fighting company executive. The oil spill is now less than 20 miles from the coast, churning out 200,000 gallons of oil a day.
Financial overhaul is heading to the Senate floor. Republicans ended their three-day filibuster yesterday, allowing debate on the bill to begin today. Officials expect about 2 weeks of votes on amendments. Florida Governor Charlie Crist is expected to announce today that he's leaving the Republican Party to run as an independent for the U.S. Senate.
We're joined now by Chris Shays, former congressman from Connecticut, who served for 21 years in the Congress. Congressman Shays, this is a huge political story for the GOP. It's huge in Florida. Given your own experience, do you think it's a little deja vu all over again for Republican moderate Charlie Crist?
Well, in a way it is. The extremes are the louder voice in both parties, and the moderates are usually the target. And sadly, Republicans are less tolerant of moderates than the Democrats, and that's why we'll be in the minority until we change our ways.
More on the future of Charlie Crist and the GOP with Chris Shays. Stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. The watchword in Europe this morning, contagion. Fear that Greece's financial crisis will spread through the European Union, with both Spain and Portugal seeing their credit ratings drop to junk status in the past 2 days. Earlier, we asked former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, are European investors moving their money to the U.S.?
The money's got to go somewhere. And as horribly as we're managing our finances, we look safe compared to Europe at the moment.
But, he said, the U.S. would suffer its own crisis within the next 5 to 10 years if the current trajectory on finance holds.
The first lawsuit is expected to be filed today against Arizona's new immigration law. A Latino coalition plans to argue the law violates due process rights. Other Latino groups are also planning legal challenges. The first mail results from the census could mean trouble for five states. New York, California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida are all close to losing congressional seats at this time. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are up and futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,045, the S&P at 1,191, and the NASDAQ at 2,471. Coming up, more on that oil spill off the Gulf Coast, leaking five times more oil than we thought. We're going to look at the technology that they use to clean up spills like this.
The technology they have and the technology they need, that's for sure. And Celeste has proved it. You can go home again. Celeste Headlee is back in Detroit, returning to her hometown for the last 10 years. Tell us about leaving the place you first called home and how you look back on it now. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to give us your hometown story and answer the question, can you go home again? Post it to thetakeaway.org. In a few minutes, Florida's political drama and the future of the GOP.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.